Next, we'll move to item 476. Same players, different issue.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It has to be read first.
Accept bid of K&E Excavating, Inc. for the Reike Field Synthetic Turf Replacement Project for $731,585.
Thank you again. So, as Carla read, we're here to accept this bid again. Reike Field is located at 1405 Southwest Vermont Street. And it's part of the 2014 bond again. Again, it's part of the restroom and other category. And as far as the field itself goes, this was one of the oldest fields that we had as well. The slide shows Reike Field located at Reike Elementary School, adjacent to Wilson High School. The field is part of a Portland Parks and Portland Public Schools joint facilities program, where the property is actually owned by the public schools, and we are the ones owning and maintaining the actual asset. It's the second ever synthetic field that we had in Portland, and this existing field is outdated, unsafe, and not meeting national standards for playability. Portland Parks discontinued issuing permits on this in 2009, and it's still used by Reike Elementary students for recess and physical ed on a daily basis. The existing field has significant drainage and surrounding issues, and the surrounding sloped area has eroded, causing sediment issues as well. Again, we have severe ADA challenges here that we're trying to address. The project seeks to replace the field in its entirety, and it'll be actually a little bit larger. The goals of the project are to provide a field that's safe for play, that's a durable field that can be used year-round, and that is an accessible field. Field improvements will include removing and responsibly recycling the existing synthetic turf. We'll also regrade the field and the surrounding lawn for accessibility and slope stability. We're going to be installing new field drainage system for stormwater management, and we'll install new industry standard synthetic turf and infill consistent with the city's guidelines. It will be recycled crumb rubber. The field will be lined for soccer and both men's and women's lacrosse as well. We'll be making ADA improvements, installing one ADA accessible van and one standard parking space. We'll be providing an accessible walkway from the main parking area to the field, and we'll be providing an accessible drinking fountain as well. As far as the timing for this project goes, we finished the design and construction with David Evans and Associates. We've talked to the public at two open houses in March and in May. Our permit drawings have been issued, and we're here for acceptance of the bid. The project should happen this summer. Again, the projects that we're working on currently in the bond and the upcoming projects. Larry?
Good afternoon again. You have before you the procurement report for recommending a contract to K&E Excavating for the Reike Field Turf Replacement Project. The engineer's estimate on the project was $969,906. With a moderate confidence level, on March 28, 2017, two bids were received, and K&E Excavating is the low bidder at $731,585, approximately 22% under the engineer's estimate. The city put forward an aspirational goal for disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business subcontractor supplier utilization at 20% of the hard construction cost for this project. K&E Excavating identified two divisions of work for DMW ESB opportunities with participation at 5.2% or $38,345.50, with work being performed in trucking and landscaping. This project is particularly challenged based on the surrounding topographical issues and significant technical expertise required. I will turn this back over to the council now for questions. There is a representative from K&E here if there are specific questions. Thank you.
So I have some specific questions.
Fish, yes,
and
you bet.
Having spent most of my daughter's childhood on this field, I might have lobbied Commissioner Fritz to include this in the bond effort. So a couple questions. You mentioned the challenges with the site and the drainage. The problem with the old field is there was a hill and an incline. And when it rained, it meant that dirt and other debris came down the hill and then came onto the field and degraded the field. Mm-hmm. And when it rained a lot, the field actually took on water. and became unplayable because you'd have several inches of water, and that is not safe for kids to play in. How are you addressing the runoff of water on the incline, and also on how you're addressing drainage of water on the site?
I know that Gary Detka, who's the project manager for this project and couldn't be here right now, I know that he has plans for different kind of grading on the site to address your issue. I don't know the specifics of that, but I can get that answer for you.
Yeah, just I mean, it's a rare instance where I have personal experience with the two problems, the drainage on the hill, mm-hmm. and that just brings sediment and dirt and other things onto the field. And second, the field itself, when it rains hard, doesn't drain the current field, which is probably why you stopped permitting it. Mm-hmm. So those are, I assume you're addressing both in the design?
Correct. And we have the contractor here, so he
could
probably address.
Could I ask a couple?
Yeah.
You've been very patient. I think you've been here all day, so we should give you two contracts while you're here.
My name is Brian Littlefield with K&E Excavating. Maybe to answer your question about the grading, there is a hill, a small little knoll on the north side of that field, and that all gets taken away. So that'll help some of the slopage. And then
it'll also help with spectators.
Yeah.
Some stands there.
And the field itself has a flat pipe that runs at a 45-degree angle down the center of the field, and that takes all the groundwater into that pipe and takes it out to header pipes around the perimeter of the field. And then that takes it out to a main line, which takes it out to the system.
So that should allow kids to play on the field while it's raining?
Yeah, and it's pretty common on a lot of these fields. We've done some of them with the same design.
And what's the surface you're using on this field?
That is another...
It's field turf. Nike field turf.
Nike field turf. So, Commissioner Fritz, is that the same surface we used at Buckman?
I'm not familiar with what was done at Buckman.
Well, how was this selected?
It's Nike. Portland Parks has an agreement with Nike, and they have a branding agreement with Nike for.
So it's the high. It's their highest specification surface, right?
Yeah, and all of PP&R specification. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that was certainly an issue of concern for the parents at Reiki, and I know Elizabeth Kennedy Wong and others in our communications team had a lot of backwards and forwards about exactly what kind of turf, including doing a very comprehensive study. Did you want to comment on that at all, Lauren?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit to that. This is post-consumer crumb rubber that we're using in this particular case, but we do have, we have been talking about whether we might be able to even use the EPDM, which is the new synthetic crumb rubber.
From my point of view, the Nike product is a very safe and durable product. So I'm a big believer in synthetic because you get more use out of it. So I would defer to you on that. The final question I have is that we've had robust conversations at council before about whether certain fields should or should not be lit. And the virtue of this field is it's surrounded by commercial properties and a school, so it doesn't have the potentially negative impact on homeowners. I see that this includes provisions for future sports field lighting. The advantage of putting lighting in, of course, is you can almost double the usage of the field. What are the current plans to put lighting in the field?
We don't have this in our bond budget, so we don't have lighting for this particular field.
So, Commissioner, is this eligible for SDC investment in lights?
It would be if we had any left, but I think almost all of it has been allocated already.
Well, I just remind everyone, I think I was the third vote on raising the limit on SDC revenues. This is a field I care deeply about, and by putting lights on it, it ensures that the families in that area get about a 50% greater usage without it adversely impacting the surrounding neighbors. So I'm going to vote for this, but I'd also like to work with my colleagues to find the resources for lights.
Well, as you remember, Commissioner, you put the adding of lights to be a conditional use permit, so we'd have to go through that process. We'll look into what we've done at Dunaway Park. Even though there's no lighting there, we have the electrical conduit and other such fittings are underneath the new surfaces right. So that in the future it would be relatively easy. So we can perhaps look into it. I don't know whether that's being done here or we could look into it.
All I would ask is that at some point someone could get back to me with what a lighting plan would look like and what the cost would be. And then I'll take it up with the commissioner in charge.
Sure.
Thank you.
Any further questions at this point? Brian, thank you in particular for
thank
your
you.
Patience. We yep. appreciate it very much. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed.
I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. I move the report.
Second.
Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Thank you. And thank you for being here, sir. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, it was very helpful that you did stay and come back because, indeed, we had questions that you were the one able to answer them. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's accepted. Thank you.